Task 2, Making Notes, Questions 7 to 15. You will hear a tour guide talking about Chicago. Look at the notes. The notes contain 9 gaps. You have 1 minute to read the notes. Now listen to the speaker and fill in the gaps on your answer sheet with a maximum of 3 words. Do not write more than 3 words in 1 gap.
Here's some advice on what to see in Chicago. First, tall buildings. Chicago's Sears Tower was the world's tallest building, so lots of people go there. But there's a better skyscraper. I'm talking about the Hancock Building. It's true that the Hancock is not as tall as the Sears Tower, but it does give you the better view of the lake. Plus, the Hancock's viewing area is larger than the one at the Sears Tower. Finally, the Hancock Building is cheaper, but it's very near an expensive shopping district, so you can spend your money after you come down. Chicago's metro system is also interesting. Unlike most metros, Chicago's trains don't travel underground or on the streets. Rather, Chicago's trains run on tracks 10 to 20 metres above street level, depending on the age of the tracks, obviously the older ones being lower. The oldest lines were built in 1888, and with 11 elevated train lines altogether, you have a lot to choose from for a tour. 9 of the lines are safe during the day, but out of those 9, unfortunately, only 7 are safe at night. The oldest 2 lines are generally not safe at any time. But if you're tired of buildings, go to one of the city's 2 conservatories, which are large greenhouses full of tropical plants and desert cactuses. It's a great choice because the admission fee is very low. The conservatory in Lincoln Park is closer to the centre, but the one in Garfield Park is bigger. Both conservatories are within walking distance of the metro. Garfield Park has an indoor children's garden, which offers a lot of fun and interesting experiences for the conservatory's many younger visitors. Here's some advice on what to see in Chicago. First, tall buildings. Chicago's Sears Tower was the world's tallest building, so lots of people go there. But there's a better skyscraper. I'm talking about the Hancock Building. It's true that the Hancock is not as tall as the Sears Tower, but it does give you the better view of the lake. Plus, the Hancock's viewing area is larger than the one at the Sears Tower. Finally, the Hancock Building is cheaper, but it's very near an expensive shopping district, so you can spend your money after you come down. Chicago's metro system is also interesting. Unlike most metros, Chicago's trains don't travel underground or on the streets. Rather, Chicago's trains run on tracks 10 to 20 metres above street level, depending on the age of the tracks, obviously the older ones being lower. The oldest lines were built in 1888, and with 11 elevated train lines altogether, you have a lot to choose from for a tour. 9 of the lines are safe during the day, but out of those 9, unfortunately only 7 are safe at night. The oldest 2 lines are generally not safe at any time. But if you're tired of buildings, go to one of the city's 2 conservatories, which are large greenhouses full of tropical plants and desert cactuses. It's a great choice because the admission fee is very low. The conservatory in Lincoln Park is closer to the centre, but the one in Garfield Park is bigger. Both conservatories are within walking distance of the metro. Garfield Park has an indoor children's garden, which offers a lot of fun and interesting experiences for the conservatory's many younger visitors.